Hi, this is Murray Leghorn, and this is Chicken Talk. So far, we've concentrated on breeds and historical background. We've even seen how you can't really study chickens in much depth without brushing up against philosophy, epistemology, or some other big word or concept. But then, that's part of the fun. Having the big chicken picture makes observing the small screen of your individual birds or flock all the more interesting because it puts what you see into context. That context is a common ground we all start out from, but where we end up, the birds we choose and the flocks we keep are much more focused and individualized. Some people build chicken houses with stained glass windows, while others think an abandoned car is just fine. Most of us lie somewhere between those extremes, but everyone's chicken experience is uniquely their own. With that in mind, we thought we'd move closer to home and tell you something about the flock we have right here outside the studio doors. Our chickens are mixed by age, by sex, and by breed. This produces a much more complex flock dynamic. It adds an extra dimension to your relationship with your birds and how you deal with them, especially on the individual level. Every bird is different, but each breed also has distinct characteristics that set it apart from the others. Here's a few of the breeds we've dealt with and how they are to work with in a mixed flock. Black Stars. My first chickens ever were Black Stars from McMurray Hatchery. That's a hybrid of Rhode Island Red Fathers and Barred Rock Mothers. Black Stars are also known as sexlings, because their sex can be identified by feather coloration as soon as they are born. That's a very handy feature for hatcheries and breeders. Black Stars are really wonderful birds. They're gentle and affectionate, and most are easily tamed. In fact, we've managed to create several lap chickens out of the initial batch of 25. They're also great brown egg layers, almost one a day per bird without fail. They get along well with other birds, and they're competent foragers and rangers. Dark Cornish Bantam. Dark Cornish are great birds. They're smart, good-looking, tameable, and sweet-natured. They're quite compact for their size. The males especially have broad, deep chests. Our little rooster is actually very sweet, but he looks like a street fighter. Spurs are about 3/4 inch long, and they curve inwards like scimitars. Their acyl bloodline is particularly evident in their hard, tight feathering and the shape of the head and beak. The cock and hen were very devoted, bonded pair, almost always together. Cornelia the hen is small but intense. Although not involved in the daily dominance struggles, there is a zone around her that only friends may enter. All the others, except for the occasional rampaging rooster, are driven off with a minimal effort, usually a fierce glance and a swift peck. Red Boy, the cock, is shaped almost exactly like a frying pan when viewed from above. He has the loudest crow of any of our 12 roosters. Both Cornelia and Red Boy are regular visitors to the house, where they are usually quite well behaved. They have rarely met a human food they don't like.
Thanks for dropping by. This is Murray Leghorn, Chicken Talk.